Yes, it's the Goldberg. And now, the Goldberg. All the principles in the drama which Molly has tried to direct out of the real lives of the people around her have gathered in the Goldberg parlor, all except Mr. Way. Oriane, Dr. Sitter, and Mrs. Way are inside. And the stew which Molly has cooked up in order to bring as much happiness as possible to Oriane and those who love her is boiling. But at the last moment, Jake put his foot down and wouldn't let Molly go in and direct the performance. Now, nobody knows how it'll turn out. But Jake is like stone. Listen.
Sit very well, Molly.
I'm sitting.
Mrs. Way and Oriane and Dr. Sitter are in the parlor. That's enough. They don't need you.
What am I doing?
Sit down.
Sit down. Perfect. Oh. It's some tea.
Nobody wants tea. Sit.
I'm sitting.
Rosie.
Stop it, Jimmy.
Quiet.
Drink some tea.
Nobody wants tea. Oh.
Lay down, Sordy. Sit. Go lay down. What can they be talking about in there so long?
Sit.
The child is sitting. Why can't Mama go inside, Tom? Tell
them. Go ahead, Rosalie.
Why don't you be quiet?
Honey, will you speak her word? Let her speak.
And if Sonny says a word, let him say.
All right, Tom.
That's not all right.
It's a good thing that Mr. Way isn't here.
Why is it so good?
Because.
I don't want to hear it.
Yes. Here we go. There is a... Look out, Sordy. Look out. Come outdoors. Come outdoors. Come. You're jumping on me and you're just taking me. And then I'm not moving. Come on. Put some fruit in the bowl,
Rosalie. I said nobody wants fruit.
Maybe Dr. Cater, maybe Oriane, Mrs. Gray, maybe they're sitting in there so long, maybe they're running the book, maybe they're just something.
Then bring in the food, and I'll take it inside. Nobody but me.
Did I say no? Can I fix the food?
Sonny.
Yes, Paul.
Bring in my stationery and a pen and ink.
Why do you want stationery?
You heard my request.
Here, Paul, I'll take the food.
I'll take it.
And if I would take it in for what this is, I would take it. Oh, there you go. To take the fruit in.
I certainly will. And you will not.
Did I take?
No,
Sonny, please.
Did you bring my stationery?
Yes.
Pen and ink?
Yes.
I'll be right in.
Sonny, please. Don't be so superior, Sonny, because it's not becoming. I want it quiet. All I say is that you should be in there now with Mr. Way and Oriane and Dr. Cater. You know more about Oriane's feelings than anybody else. All you have to do is say right in front of Dr. Cater that Oriane doesn't love Mr. Way, and that her and Mrs. Way wants to know, and she would tell Mr. Way, and if Mr. Way knew that, he wouldn't want to marry Oriane, and then everything would be quiet. Okay?
Yes.
You gave them the proof?
I did. There's my stationery.
Did they want to?
I didn't ask them. Sonny, take the letter.
No?
No.
He was so excited.
I didn't make it. Sonny, take my dictation, please.
Yes.
Dear Mrs. Bloom.
Can I send Mrs. Bloom your writing?
Circumstances are such that makes it impossible for me to continue to live in a small town. You got it?
Yeah.
I'm therefore writing you to please find me an apartment.
Who was talking the most excited? Mrs. Way or Oriane?
Leave me what you have there, Sonny.
Circumstances are such which makes it impossible for me to continue to live in a small town. I'm therefore writing to you to please find me an apartment.
Yes.
Continue, Sonny.
Oh.
I rent an apartment with a number on my door. Apartment 4D. That I want as my identification card. I don't want nobody to know me, and I don't want to know anybody. Got that?
Yes.
very beautiful.
What's that?
Nothing.
The next paragraph.
Did you think that you can live by yourself in 4 years?
Quiet. Read me what you have.
Well, you're not going to send this, are you?
It's fancy and bluff carrying a message like that.
I didn't hear that. Would you mind repeating it?
Did I mind? Did I mind repeating it? I said the stamp would even bless.
Dear Mr. Bloom, the outstanding qualifications of my wife, I do not have to reimburse you with. You have been her long friend, long enough to know that I have suffered the curse of her warm heart burning for everybody but me.
Ah.
Continue. My life in this peaceful village, there you go, Molly.
Look how it takes not to think hard.
Good.
Look how just perfect.
Good. There are 3 people in there who have reached their majority and are old enough to tangle and untangle what they have tangled in.
Oh, would that they could. Would that they would.
And if they can, they are old enough to sleep in their beds that they made themselves. Right or wrong, a person has to live his own life.
Oh, surely.
So let them lead their life, and let us lead ours.
Our life has nothing to do with their life, eh, Jay? We need nobody, and nobody needs us, huh?
We need each other. No one else.
Very nice. Very beautiful. Very wonderful at the beginning of a new year, Jay. A year that's younger. You can say that, huh?
I want a year of peace.
Yes, peace. Mm-hmm. The kind of peace that we have, you don't care what happens to us?
I didn't say I didn't care. When it comes to politics,
oh,
I think...
Oh, surely, surely, of course. And I know this, of course, absolutely, yeah. But when it comes to somebody right under your very nose, that's too much trouble, you think.
Did I say too much trouble? I simply said, let them untangle, not you.
And if they can?
Let them trip.
Oh, let them trip. Very nice. Very nice. You mean that, don't you?
I mean what I say, and I say what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting my foot down once and for all, Molly.
Uh-huh. And where are you putting your foot, Jay?
Don't start, Molly.
I wouldn't start. And I wouldn't start. I don't know. Maybe there's something wrong with me.
No, don't.
Maybe I'm foolish. Maybe I don't know. But when it comes to these wonderful people, good people who can be, I don't know what, taking their lives and making them into tragedies. I don't know. I can't help it. I have to open my door and I...
Don't be so good.
Did I say that was good? Well, I just said maybe it's a sickness. Maybe it's a foolishness. But whatever it is, Jake, I can't help myself. Because maybe I'm thinking that when I need help, I want to be able to go to somebody's door and say, help me also.
They don't want your help.
But they need my help.
But they don't want it.
But if they need it, Jake, that's what I'm trying to. But if they need it, whether they want it or not, they have to have it, Jake. If I didn't love you, Jake, and if I didn't love family, if I didn't love Rosalie, and if I didn't know that unless everybody in the world had each other to lean on and to be helped, then nobody will have anything, Jake. I know it. Not money, not walls, not guns, not cannons alone will make people safe. Only people helping each other will keep everybody safe. Is the same in masons and towns or in single houses. But that's why, dear darling, that's why. So my door must be open, Jake. I can't just have a number on my wall. What am I, a number 4B? What am I? That's what I'm saying to you. What am I? What's that?
I don't know.
What is Barton who's coming?
Where do I hold, Sonny?
Mr. Waymore.
Right, as I dictate, please.
Jake, stop being a dictator.
Why must I stop? For what? For something?
For decision.
What decision?
Don't let Mr. Wayne know that you're all here, Jake.
Are you telling me or are you asking me?
If what will it be, Jake, darling, if Mr. Wayne knows that? There'll be a whole to do now, Jake. Mr. Wayne?
Come in, Mr. Wayne.
Jake, please.
Come in, Mr. Wayne.
Yes, please.
Mr. Wayne? Would you mind going into the parlor? I think your presence will be very helpful.
I'll take Mr. Gray in, Greg, dear.
I'll do the honors, Molly, if you don't mind.
Bringing Mr. Way in completes the quartet, whose lives Molly has tried to sing all by herself. How will they come out of the parlor? In what pairs, or with what people?
Yes. Yes.